It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. A new podcast from WUWM takes an in-depth look at what people experience when they go through the U.S. immigration system. It's called Status Pending. In the first episode, WUWM's Emily Files tells us the story of two sisters who we're calling A and S. We're not using their real names because their immigration status leaves them vulnerable. Here's a preview of that episode.
A's family is originally from León, Guanajuato, in Mexico. The journey here started with her dad. He struggled to financially support his family, so in 1998, he came to the U.S. to work. But he left Mexico without telling his wife.
And then once he made it across the border and got to Wisconsin, he called her and said, "Hey, I'm in the U.S., I'm not coming back, at least for a good while. I'm going to start sending you money."
2 years later, A's mom followed her husband. A smuggler helped her cross the border. In all, it was a group of five people. A's mom, her three young daughters, who were 2, 4, and 7, and A's aunt, who was only 18 years old and 6 months pregnant.
My mom is a very, strong person. She prides herself in, not crying. So she tells this story a little bit nonchalantly, and I don't think that it's so nonchalant. I think her way of storytelling is really informed by wanting to protect our feelings, and I think over the time she's just been really desensitized to it.
A, her mom, and sisters reunited with her dad in Milwaukee, and that's where they've been ever since. Growing up, A knew that she and her family were undocumented.
I think when I was really young, I had this idea that I would never drive and I would never have a real job. My life was just going to be like my mom's.
But when A was a teenager, everything changed.
When DACA came out, it was this golden ticket.
DACA is Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It's an Obama-era policy that allowed immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children to apply for a sort of temporary permission to live and work here. It gave young immigrants like A a chance at some normalcy.
Once I turned 16 and was of legal, working age, I threw a fit. And I was I really need my work authorization. I need a driver's license. I'm the youngest. I was the first one of my sisters to get a driver's license. I think I really put my parents through hell because I would throw real fits, and I just wanted my way.
That is one example of A's persistence. Even though she's the youngest child, she's been a leader helping her family navigate the immigration system.
My sister A is a very strong woman. That does not take no for an answer.
This is A's older sister. She's 29, the middle child out of the three. We're calling her S because her immigration status also leaves her vulnerable. Between the two sisters, A is more outspoken. S is more reserved. A is a big thrifter. She likes restoring vintage purses and shoes. She's also really into photography. S channels her energy and her stress into exercise, like hiking and weightlifting.
I would describe myself as a very happy but anxious person. And I bring up the word anxious to describe myself because I do think my status has a lot to do with it. It's always put me, I'm always on edge regarding my status and, potentially being deported or somebody in my family being deported.
The sisters were able to lean on each other as they went through the next step in their immigration journey together, applying for green cards.
That is WUWM's Emily Files with a preview of their new podcast. It's called Status Pending. You can hear the full episode at WUWM.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. This is Wisconsin Today.